The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. The ManyWorlds interpretation MWI is an interpretation of quantum mechanics that asserts that the universal wave function is objectively real, and that there is no wave function collapse. To perform a measurement on S, it is made to interact with another similar system M. After the interaction, the combined system can be regarded as a quantum superposition of two alternative histories of the original system S, one in which up was observed and the other in which down was observed. Since then, several other derivations of the Born rule in the ManyWorlds framework have been proposed. A mathematical proof for this hypothesis has also emerged. The standard representation equations are often used by proponents who claim their theory does not fit well within any coherent explanation or alternative model. Point 2. See also. First of all, notice how there's a dotted line that says edge of space. In point of fact, there is no edge of space. The FD Ration Aeronautique Internationale Phi puts space at 100,000 meters, but that is arbitrary. There are also the long-term consequences for human and environmental sustainability. The FAIA states we want to make sure we have good standards in place so people can live better lives if they don't lose their jobs or suffer from health problems. I thought I might provide an agnostic overview of one of the more colorful of the hypotheses, the ManyWorlds, or multiple universes, theory. What makes a quantum computer qualitatively different from a conventional computer is that the switches inside it exist in a superposition of states. 8 bits make a byte, and computer memory today is measured in terms of billions of bytes, gigabytes, or G-flat, 9. Theoretical explanation: a qubit can be modulated to get some information about its state at any given time by combining two independent groups, the higher values with their own properties. This would allow for much faster processing than traditional computers do. But there's still lots of complexity involved if we want to understand how things work without looking into other fundamental issues such as whether they are atomic particles and what exactly does all these mean? There have been no obvious answers so far, but you'll need another look. This was Graphic Design and Many Worlds Theory, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 813. My name is Suzanne Arnold, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.